So let's review. Amar Rav Nachman, Bishal Torah ein chazaka shliach eisei shlichusai, Bishal Seifim chazaka shliach eisei shlichusai. Rav Nachman holds that we can only rely on the assumption that a shliach did what he was sent to do when dealing with a din derabanan, but not when dealing with a din deraisa. Rav Sheshes holds we can rely on it even for a din deraisa. Rav Sheshes brings three proofs that he is correct. First, the Tnan, Mishakarev ha'omer, Hutra chodesh miyad, Chodesh, new grain, may not be eaten until after the korban oimer is brought. Those who live far away from the Beis HaMikdash and cannot know exactly when the korban was brought may eat from the new grain after midday. Apparently, they can assume that the kohen did their shliches, even though eating chodesh is an issa deraisa. Rav Nachman rejects this because ein bezdin misatzlan. The bezdin will see to it that they cannot bring the korban on time. In fact, the Gemara even entertains using this as a proof in favor of Rav Nachman that the only reason they can rely on it is that ain't best misatzlin, implying that generally it cannot be assumed that people did what they are supposed to do with regard to deraisa issues. Second, the Tanya ha'icha she'esh alea leidoi ziba, a woman who is tummy and has to bring a carbon can drop her money in the special box in the Beis HaMikdash and assume that the carbon was brought by that evening. She may eat kachim that night, apparently relying on the kahanim during their shlichas, even for issues that are deraisa. Rav Nachman rejects this proof because ein bezdin shel kahanim oim de misham at sheichlu kol moish b'shayfer. The bezdin never leaves before all the money in the box have been used for karbanos. Third, there is a machlikas tanoim whether somebody who is invited to take a basket of fruit from a chaver has to take his own trumas and maisus. Rebbe holds that he may take from the fruits because he can assume that the chaver certainly separated trumas and maisus, because a chaver would never feed tevel to an am haaretz. Reb Shimon Gamliel holds that he must assume that the chaver did not take trumas and maisus, because a chaver would never violate the halacha of being mafresh trumas and maisus shaloi min amukif, taking trumas and maisus from produce that is not close by. Apparently, though, everybody would agree that when there are no halachic reasons otherwise, we can assume he would do the chiv deraisa. Rav Nachman rejects this proof because there is a special chazaka ala chaver she'eni meitzi matachas yadei davar she'eni masukin, an assumption that a chaver would never allow his produce to become available to others without first taking trumas and maisus. Ravina explains the machlokes between Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel as follows. Rebbe holds nichalei lechaver delevet hu yisur kalila v'leilevet am haaretz yisur rabba. The chaver would rather violate the smaller issur of separating shloim and mukav rather than feeding the am haaretz, a more serious issur of tevel. Shimon Gamliel holds, nichalei lechaver delevet am haaretz yisur rabba v'ihu afila yisur klila leilevet. The chaver would rather the am haaretz do a big aver than he violating even a small aver. Zok the Mishnah, nasnu be'ilon l'mala ma'asar tfachem einu ruve'er. If a person puts his eruv tchumen in a tree that is at least 4 tfachim wide, at the height of more than 10 tfachim off the ground of the Rishas Ram, and he wants to establish his residence, koina shvisa, on the ground, it is not a valid eruv, because hu b'makom echad, ve'eruv b'makom achar. He is on the ground of Rishas Ram, and his eruv is in the tree of Rishas Yachad. Hence, he would not be able to take his eruv to his place of residence. Lamata masar tfachim, eruv ve'eruv. If the eruv was placed in the tree at a height of less than 10 tfachim off the ground, it is a valid eruv. Although it is asim d'rabbanan to be mishtamish be'ilon, to use a tree on Shabbos, however, kol davar shemishum shvus, like gazdru alav bein hashmashas, gizres d'rabbanan do not apply during bein hashmashas when the eruv takes effect. Therefore, the eruv is accessible. The Gemara continues. Amar Rava, loishana el be'ilon ha'imed chutz le'bur shalir. Rava says that if the tree is within 70 and 2/3 zamas of the city, the eruv is valid even when more than 10 tfachim off the ground. The Masa command the Mal Yadamya. The entire city is viewed as if filled to the height of its walls, including the Ibur Shalir, in the first 70 and 2/3 amas at the outskirts of the town, and for the purpose of Rubit Chumen, it is all of Rishus HaYachad. Therefore, he is considered to be Koine Shvisa above 10 Tfachim in Rishus HaYachad, as is the Erev in Rishus HaYachad. Rashi points out that it's only with regard to being Koine Shvisa and validating the Erev that we consider him to have established his halachic residence in the tree where the Erev is. However, the ground remains Rishas Ram, and he may not actually take the Erev from the tree Rishas Yachad to the ground Rishas Ram. The Gemara adds that in fact, even if the tree is beyond 72/3 Amos, we would view the Dalet Amos around the Erev as a Rishas Yachad, and we would consider him to have established his halachic residence in the tree where the Erev is, validating an Erev that is more than 10 tefachim off the ground. Our Mishnah's ruling that an Erev may not be more than 10 tefachim off the ground is only in the case of Be'ilon Hanoite Chutz La'arba Amos, where the Erev is on a branch that is more than 4 Amos away from the base of the tree, and he wants to be Koine Shvisa at the base of the tree. We cannot consider him to be Koine Shvisa in the tree where the Erev is, because the Erev is not within his Dalar Amos. He cannot be Koine Shvisa at the base of the tree either, because the Erev is in the tree, or Rishas Yachid is not accessible from the ground, or Rishas Rab. The Gemara continues to explain. Umay lamala, umay lamata. Why does the Mishnah describe the Erev as being above or below 10 tefachim when it is simply resting on a branch? The Mishnah should have used the term gevaya, which would be referring to whether the branch is above or below 10 tefachim. The Gemara answers that the branch we are speaking about bends and has portions that are above and portions below 10 tefachim. This explains as well why we don't validate the Erev based on the following. The person can theoretically climb the tree ben Hashmashis when the Erev takes effect, take his Erev from where it is at 10 tefachim high, Rishus HaYachin, and bring it over the branch to a place on the tree that is above the base of the tree where he was Koine Shvisa. And this way he can access the Erev without transferring it from Rishus HaYachin to Rishus Ram. As mentioned earlier, with regard to being Koine Shvisa, we consider him to have established his halachic residence in the tree above 10 tefachim. The Gemara answers, Kishirabim Mekasfin Alav. Many people who are walking by adjust their packages on the lower part of the branch at 9 tefachim, which makes the branch a Rishus HaRabim. The only way to access the air would be to bring it from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid through the airspace of Rishus HaRabim, which is Aster Mishum Maishit handing over. This makes the air inaccessible and therefore invalid.